Okay, we're here at EP Radio, Project Prevention Radio, here at the DJ Project. We're here with some of the youth from the DJ Project, and we're talking about drinking and driving, underage drinking, and we wanted to get some of their experiences, some of their feedback on certain scenarios around drinking and driving. So I'm here with Daniela. How you doing, Daniela?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So how old are you?
I'm 18.
Cool. So we're talking about underage drinking and drinking and driving. And so I'm going to ask you a couple questions about different scenarios that happen when you're in those different situations. You know, at parties, you know, there tends to be alcohol. It's usually a given. But being smart around using alcohol and hanging out with your friends is our message today. And trying to curb underage drinking and drinking and driving. So say you were at a party and you're with your friend who actually drove you to the party. And they decided they wanted to, you know, have a few beers or whatever. How would you handle that situation? Would you get in the car with them?
No, I wouldn't, because that's not safe. And I can't get into a car with somebody who's drinking and driving. Like, that's risking my life. So I would take over the wheel and drive back home.
Okay, cool. Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. All right. So so how do you handle peer pressure under, you know, around drinking?
I don't let other people affect me. Like, just because other people do it, why do I have to do it? Like,
right.
I don't believe in that.
Cool. Now, how do you feel about industry artists glorifying alcohol and drinking and driving? Like, there's like a Wiz Khalifa song out right now, and he's talking about, like, he's just drinking and he's driving. Like, you know, how do you feel about that kind of stuff? Like, you know.
Well, I don't really pay attention to, like, what he says. I just like what the beat says, but I guess other people do want to do that, but then at the same time, I don't, like, why would I want to do what other people are doing? Like, he's just putting a bad example out there.
Right. Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you, Daniela, for your time. Right now, we're going to get into a song from the DJ Project called Curvin' and Swervin', and it's about underage drinking and drinking and driving, and the effects and the consequences of actually doing that. So here it is, Curvin' and Swervin', the debut on Project Prevention Radio, where the beauty in being sober is being yourself.
Going to the club, rolling old dubs, yeah. The bouncer's at the door, showing you love. Ow. Now you're at the bar, looking like a star. Woo. It's time to rock, mix it with the rock star. Getting tipsy? Man, I'm sorry. That's what you get trying to be the life of the party. Tell me why you gotta drink so hard. It ain't easy getting in your car. You're so on, man, you're so gone. You couldn't even put your seatbelt on. In a minute, your L's about to be gone. Ooh. You're so stupid, you can't tell what's going on. Yeah. Take heed, you're about to run somebody over. What? It could have been a teen or a little kid in a stroller. What? Better yet, be sober, then with a hangover, your life could be over. Ow. Drinking too much could be such a waste. Ask someone to drive you home safe. It's better getting out the car, cop telling you to walk straight. Don't race your life away. Curving and swerving, don't know what you're doing. Curving and swerving, just stop what you're doing. Curving and swerving, don't know what you're doing. Curving and swerving, just stop what you're doing.
You on, bro, you been perking. Off that Patron, getting it in, jerking. Turfing, having a good time. One suggestion, don't attempt to drive. The whip is wet, but they will impound it. And if you underage, you will be grounded. No L's, no car for the summer. You'll be stuck on the bus, that could be a bummer. We young, so we try to do it big. But doing it big can have consequences, kid. Points added to your driving record. Trying to stunt hard and driving reckless. CHP on you, tell you to pull over. One DUI could be game over. So think on that before you get in your whip. Really, think on that. Pay attention, kid.
Drinking too much could be such a waste. Ask someone to drive you home safe. It's better getting out the car, cop telling you to walk straight. Don't race your life away. Curving and swerving, don't know what you're doing. Curving and swerving, just stop what you're doing. Curving and swerving, don't know what you're doing. Curving and swerving, just stop what you're doing.
pushing the pedal to the metal, hella drunk, a butter influence, vision all blurry, don't know what you doing, got two white girls in the back seat, all worked up and hella horny, still taking shots of rock, cops saying pull over, switching lanes, not even trying to stop, like he 40, he trying to function, but he can't do nothing, got the whole car smelling, phone going off, and straight to voicemail, what you gonna do now, went over the speed limit, really just asking for a ticket, call it DUI, driving under the influence, better figure out what you gonna do, time is ticking, don't know what you doing, curving and swerving, don't know what you doing, curving and swerving, yeah.
Drinking too much could be such a waste, ask someone to drive you home safe, it's better getting out the car, cop telling you to walk straight, don't race your life away, curving and swerving, don't know what you doing, curving and swerving, just stop what you doing, curving and swerving, don't know what you doing, curving and swerving, just stop what you doing.
All right, we're here back at Project Prevention Radio. You just heard Curving and Swerving by the DJ Project. I'm here with one of the artists. His name is Swa the Gentleman. Swa the Gentleman, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good. So tell us about the song Curving and Swerving.
Curving and Swerving is an anti-drinking and driving song. You know, there's a lot of kids out there with some nice cars. They like to get intoxicated and get behind the wheel of a car and then act foolishly. What we're trying to do is tell them to be cool, curving and swerving, don't know what you're doing.
That's right. We want to be conscious of what we're doing while we're behind the wheel, making the right decisions. And, you know, because your choices could also affect your life and somebody else's life by deciding to drink and drive. We also want to give a message to the youth out there that just wait until you're of age, you know, making the wrong decisions with your body and your choices with your peer groups. Again, can affect you for the rest of your life. So we want to say down with the drinking for the underage youth right here on Project Prevention Radio. Just making conscious decisions and healthy choices. Here we go. We're going to get into another song, Project Prevention Radio.
Break the cycle. Choose to stop underage drinking. What you need to know.
Here are the issues. Family members and other adults are providing alcohol to teens. Drinking at a young age can lead to health problems and alcohol addiction. Alcohol use can impair judgment and lead to poor decisions. Alcohol is a gateway drug.
Based on the EPSF survey findings, 44% of youth binge drink, 78% of youth have access to alcohol at family events, 80% of surveyed youth are under 21, and most people who drink at home drink with or have permission from an adult family member.
EPSF would like to recommend limiting access to alcohol at events where teens are present. ID checks, wristbands, bartenders present at all times. We recommend that parents secure access to alcohol in their homes and that parents have a talk with your kids and communicate the dangers of alcohol use. We recommend not serving alcohol at church events and that adults know the law. It is illegal to provide alcohol to minors. EPSF would like to invite you to take part in the Break the Cycle campaign. Choose to stop underage drinking.
It's kinda crazy how the drink gets you on. A one night can make you so gone. You can always have fun without alcohol. You and your friends, they can still have a ball. Don't get in between the what's right or wrong. Just listen to the words of the song. Don't let the bottle take its toll. Just be ever clear like H2O. You heard the PSA, find a better way. They're behind the wheel on an IPA. It's not a game, don't play with your life. It's just a party, wanna make it through the night, right? I saw you and your crew getting tipsy on the freeway. Flashing lights, cops on a PA. The choice is yours, so what you gon' do? Don't get wrapped up with the boys in blue.
When you drink, you might want some more. Want some more. When you drink, what are you drinking for? Drinking for. When you drink, you might want some more. Want some more.
Holding your stomach on the bathroom floor.
When you drink, you might want some more.
Want some more.
When you drink, what are you drinking for?
Drinking for.
When you drink, you might.
just think you got more life to go.
Hey,
don't rush yourself to grow up.
Right.
Living in this world is hard enough.
That's right.
Don't make it hard on yourself. Put it down, that's bad for your health.
When you drink, you might want some more.
Want some more.
But when you drink, what are you drinking for?
Drinking for.
When you drink, you might want some more.
Want some more.
But when you drink, what are you drinking for?
Drinking for.
Okay, we're back here with Project Prevention Radio. We have a guest in the studio here. Her name is Lisa Mars. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we're here talking about underage drinking and how youth access alcohol. And we want to get your thoughts about that. We had a couple questions. Do you mind answering some questions?
Of course not. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, cool. So, you know, when we think about alcohol, we know there's like a lot of ads and stuff like that and promoting alcohol. So we wanted to ask you, like, where do you see alcohol ads the most?
Well, that's easy. TV for sure. Mm-hmm. Music videos. There's a lot of references to like drinking in music.
Yeah.
And then like billboards. I mean, there's not a lot anymore, but I've seen a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So thinking about that, like now as a young person, now how hard is it for you to access alcohol? Like, you know, when you're at a party or something like in the community, mm-hmm. and if you're offered a drink or something, how easy is it for you as a young person, like, to get alcohol?
It's really easy. I mean, being underage doesn't seem to be a factor when you're partying all the time, because you always have somebody who's of age that can access alcohol. So, I mean, all you have to do is ask and, you know, they'll go get it for you.
Okay. All right. So, you know, like, if you're in these settings, like, you know, how often do you drink alcohol? And if you do drink alcohol at all?
Well, if I did drink alcohol, it would be, if I wanted to, every weekend. Because there's bound to be a party, you know, at the end of the week. Especially as a senior in high school. So, you know, we party in every weekend. So it's really easy. And sometimes those parties are mixed in with college kids. And they always have alcohol. So... Mm. I mean, it's really easy.
But college age doesn't mean that you're, you know, 21, able to, like, buy, purchase alcohol. So it's still an underage situation going on, right?
Right, right. That's right.
Huh. Okay. So do you feel, like, as a young person, do you feel pressured, like, in these situations to drink? Like, do you feel like you have to have a drink to have fun or, you know,
Yeah, enjoy yourself? Well, kind of. Being... You know, being intoxicated or, you know, feeling yourself is the way you want to be. It's the way that everybody else is. So why do you have to sit out and miss all the fun? And most times when you are intoxicated or, you know, just even buzzed, you'll do things outside of your comfort zone. And I think that for people who are underage, that happens a lot.
So why do you think, what's the main reason that you drink, do you think?
I think,
Is it acceptance or is it just like escape or?
I think it depends on the person. I think there are some people who drink to escape their problems. I think there's some people who drink to be cool, to fit in. There's some people who drink because they think that that's the only way they're going to have fun. You know, it's a lot of different reasons. And I guess that's why it's so prominent in young people, because there's so many different causes. It's not just one thing like, oh, this is what happens when you drink, so you do it that way. You know what I mean?
Where do you fit into that equation?
Where do I fit in? I would say in social events, you know, just not wanting to be the sober person, because the sober person is never as fun as the people who are drinking. And also, when I drink, I do things that are out of my comfort zone, as now, opposed to being shy and, you know.
Now, out of your comfort zone, like, is that things that you do out of the ordinary? Like, you know, is your average day, like, what's out of your comfort zone?
I would say, like, you know, for example, for me, like, getting up in front of a group of people and not being afraid to say something, you know, or, you know, for other people, it might be like, say you're a girl and you don't really, you know, get with guys all the time and, you know, you might do that because you're intoxicated. You don't care anymore. It's like all of your personal boundaries, you can push them because, you know, you're not really thinking clearly.
Okay, okay. So now, in a family setting, is it encouraged in your family, like, you know, at weddings, you know, there's a lot of alcohol. Sometimes you have, like, birthday parties, you know, anniversaries, things of that nature, where there's a lot of alcohol, older people are drinking, you know, it's a real social occasion. Is it accepted in your family or your culture?
For underage drinking. Yeah, I mean, there was an open bar at my quinceañera. Like,
now, how do you feel about that? Like, is that...
Well, I guess it's okay because I'm with my parents or I'm with my older siblings that will take
now,
care
let's
of
flip,
me.
Let's flip that.
Uh-huh.
Now, say you were a mother tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and your teen daughter was at a quinceañera,
yeah.
and there's alcohol. Is that something that you would, you know...
Promote
for your own child, like, you know, as
no.
thinking as a mother.
Right, like, right. But, I mean, no, but, you know, I'm not a mother, so I'm not thinking about
double,
that.
There's a double standard.
Yeah, it is a double standard, I guess.
Okay. All right, we're here getting a good scoop here, here with Lisa Mars at Project Prevention Radio. We're getting the backstory on youth and underage drinking, how they access alcohol, where they access alcohol, how often, and their thoughts about it. We're going to get into a song called Sober and Free. It talks about the beauty in being sober is just being yourself. Project Prevention Radio.
I wish I could and someone tell me to throw it away. But instead I pick up bottles just to get away. Cause I've been stressed and feeling lonely, feeling lost every day. I wanna get rid of this feeling before I go astray. But it's so hard when it's right in front of me. It makes it so damn easy. Turn to what am I running from? Where do I go to when I'm down and struggling? Can't do this all alone. Who do I turn to? What am I running from? How do I face this life that I'm living before time runs out? Every road I seem to take leads to just another trap. I just know I wanna make rid of all my bottle caps. Listen to the positive to be a better me. I see many young faces in too many places, giving up on hope for each other and themselves. Cause where can they go if there's no one to help? Turn to what am I running from? Where do I go to when I'm down and struggling? Can't do this all alone. Who do I turn to? What am I running from? How do I face this life that I'm living before time runs out? Moving some better things, and I won't stop till I find a place of peace where I'm sober and free. Sober and free.
Sober. All right, we're back here at Project Prevention Radio. You just heard Sober and Free by Juice from EPSF. We're going to get into another song here by Lady V. It's called Be the Change. It talks about being the change in your community, setting by example, being a leader in your peer group. Here it is. Be the Change. Project Revenger Radio. Lady V.
Now let me spit a little something. Put you up on some game. It's a lot you may not know about them young folks today. You see, they got their minds shook by what the media say. Thinking life's a party and they caught up in the game. Not thinking about their goals or their dreams of tomorrow. All that matters is tonight and finishing that bottle, that YOLO. But where you gonna go to when it's all over? Your problems come back harder when you all sober. Taking that chance, willing to be a risk, but it's all good. Cause they get it from big sis. Realize this is an epidemic. Break the cycle, be the one to end this. Role models, passing bloods and bottles. You only live once, you say that it's a model. Don't waste your chance, in a blink it could be gone. Be the change for your generation. Role models, passing bloods and bottles. You only live once, you say that it's a model. Don't waste your chance, in a blink it could be gone. Be the change for your generation. Role models, passing bloods and bottles. You only live once, you say that it's a model. Don't waste your chance, in a blink it could be gone. Be the change for your generation.
Why do people drink alcohol? Sociability, feel at ease, to get drunk and intoxicated, to forget about their problems, and because everybody does it. How do teens get access to alcohol? Teens get access to alcohol at home by unlocked liquor cabinets, wine cellars, beer in the fridge, and even family events. A survey by the American Medical Association shows that underage youth obtain alcohol easily, and often many times the source of their alcohol is their own parents, friends, and at home. Nearly 1 in 4 teens ages 13 to 18 say their own parents have supplied them with alcohol, and 1 out of 4 parents of children ages 12 to 20 say they have allowed their teens to drink with their supervision. Alcohol kills more teens annually than all other drugs combined. It is a factor in the 3 leading causes of death in the U.S. accidents, homicides, and suicides. The beauty in being sober is just being yourself. Horizons Unlimited, raising awareness through environmental prevention and media messaging.
I'm just keeping it real. If you feed for a fix, homie, go get my skills. If you really hungry, then go get a meal. I mean.
Slow down, chill out the pipe, then you'll be alright. Why quit later when you can start now? Watch how your life get turned around.
All right, we're back. And that was Can You Cool It by DJ Project here on Project Prevention Radio. We're at the end of our program here. We just want to give you a message of peace and love, and be safe and make healthy choices with your life. If you're underage, please wait till you're of age to start drinking. And again, please, if you're of age, don't drink and drive, okay? We want to promote the positive messages here on Project Prevention Radio. DJ Project, we're signing off. Peace.